Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we started talking a little bit earlier about this Meta story. Meta has been fined a record-breaking $1.3 billion. I mean, that's more than the ANC has stolen this year. That was a joke. If you do want to take me to the BCCSA, it was just a little bit of morning show humor. They've been fined $1.3 billion by the European Union regulators, and that was for violating EU privacy laws by transferring the personal data of Facebook users to servers in the United States. So we wanted to get a little bit more of an understanding of this story. How big a story is it? What is the impact? And is it likely to affect how Facebook, Meta deal with privacy in the future? Arthur Goldstuck is the CEO at Worldwide Works. Arthur, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good, thank you. Always good to hear the big guys getting their comeuppance when they simply ignore the consumers' needs and concerns.
Well, absolutely. So it is fascinating that this has justice been done. Let's start there.
Yes, of course, Meta or Facebook would disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past, the fines that have been meted out by various regulators have been such tiny slaps on the wrist that it hasn't affected their share price. It hasn't affected their profit. It's a fraction of the advertising revenue they generate in one day. In fact, one could almost argue that the amount of time it takes to read the judgment, they earned enough to cover the cost of the previous fine, whereas $1.3 billion is slightly more than a slap on the wrist. And in fact, it sends a very powerful signal.
Right. So what did Facebook actually do?
So essentially, they've ignored the requirements to quarantine data about European users from, let's call it, the mothership. So Facebook in Silicon Valley collects data from users around the world, and it used that data to target consumers with very targeted advertising. And the argument from the likes of Meta and Google is that it's in the interest of consumers to get more targeted advertising. But you and I know that we find that very creepy when it's too targeted. We'd rather have generic advertising and choose ourselves what we'd like to focus more on. Whereas Meta and, as I say, the likes of Google are looking at micro-targeting, looking at what your exact interests are, what you're searching on, what you're talking about, and using that information to target ads that are more likely to result in you making a purchase. But it's not very different to the manipulation that happened around the U.S. elections in 2016 and the whole Brexit debacle, where people were fed information that fed into the narrative that the likes of Cambridge Analytica were trying to push, and that, in fact, did change the outcome of those political events.
Yeah, it's just so interesting because we almost want some of this relevant information, but too much of it, and we get a little bit freaked out. So It's interesting how they have to balance it. I mean, can they just in their terms and conditions, can they contract themselves out of holding them accountable for that?
They cannot. One can look at the South African Puppy Act, the Protection of Personal Information, as an example. It's modelled on the European General Data Protection Rules, the GDPR, which protects people's privacy and rights to their own information being kept private and not being abused. So there's no way that a company can legally ask a consumer to allow them to opt out of those rules. A consumer can give them permission,
right,
on an individual basis, but a blanket contract on the basis of the fact that you signed up to the service. They don't have the right to impose a reduction of your rights or a stripping of your rights as part of you using their service.
So what is likely, is anything likely to change now?
Facebook says that it's going to appeal this particular rule, and they also say that they're introducing a process that will safeguard the data in time before the fine is due to be paid, and or at least before they've appealed the fine. They were given 5 months to suspend any future transfer of personal data to the U.S., and 6 months to stop what the EU calls unlawful processing, including storage in the U.S. of transferred personal EU data. Now, they're already in the process of trying to comply with that, and they've said that by the time the deadline arrives, they will have complied. But at the same time, they say that the decision is unjustified, and they're going to seek a suspension of the banning of that sharing information, because allegedly it will harm, quote, the millions of people who use Facebook every day. No, on the contrary, it will protect
the people further.
So it's really an ongoing war between Facebook's tone deafness about the need to protect consumer privacy and the very, very deep awareness within the EU and the regulator in the EU that it has a duty to protect the citizens of the EU. So this decision will have ramifications across the world wherever there are data protection acts, like the Poppy Act, for example.
Mm.
And there is little doubt that the South African Consumer Privacy Commissioner will, or Information Commissioner, will impose a similar restriction, not the same kind of fine.
Right, sure.
That's
sure.
Very unlikely to happen. But we like to see the ramification of this spread across the world, and Facebook will have to change the way it operates and the way it uses user data.
Are Facebook out of step with the rest and with some of the other larger players in this industry? Or are they all kind of grappling at this point with how much privacy, where to protect privacy, and how to best serve their customers?
Meta is definitely out of step because Apple quite some time ago imposed restrictions on the way that cookies could be used, for example. Cookies are the little pieces of data that track your usage across the internet. And Apple specifically works to throw what they call trackers off the trail of the users. They take privacy incredibly seriously, and they actually lead the way. And it was their new rules on tracking users that first resulted in Facebook's share price stumbling some time ago when the market realized that Facebook didn't have carte blanche on targeting users with advertising. Google has announced that it will eliminate cookies from the Chrome browser, which is the dominant browser globally, and that will also make a big difference.
Huge.
Facebook are the only ones of the really big data and advertising players who don't seem to appreciate the need to tighten privacy rather than abuse it.
Fascinating. Arthur Goldstack, that's where we leave it. CEO at Worldwide Works, talking about the record-breaking lawsuit on Meta by the EU, the fine imposed on them as a result of a breach of privacy issues.